Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump says the actions of former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn during Mr. Trump's transition to the White House were lawful. Flynn pleaded guilty Friday to lying to federal agents, and he has agreed to cooperate with investigators examining allegations of Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. presidential election and collusion between Moscow and the Trump campaign. Earlier Saturday, in his first remarks since Flynn entered the guilty plea, Mr. Trump said there was absolutely no collusion between his presidential campaign and Russia. President Trump has praised the U.S. Senate's passage of a Republican Party tax overhaul bill.
We passed the largest tax cuts in the history of our country and many other things along with it. Tremendous tax reform, but it was the biggest package in terms of tax cuts ever passed in our country.
Republicans say the $1.5 trillion tax reform bill will grow the U.S. economy. Democrats disagree, saying these are the sorts of bills that usually leave Americans in worse financial shape. A few more hurdles must be overcome before a final tax package can become law. The Senate and House of Representatives versions must be reconciled before they are sent to the White House for the president's signature. U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis has met with Egypt's president in Cairo ahead of today's counter-extremism conference focused on West Africa. Cairo, the first stop on a four-nation tour for Mr. Mattis. He is in Jordan now, travels later to Kuwait, and then on to Pakistan. This is VOA News. An airlift underway to repatriate some 15,000 African migrants who are being held in abusive detention conditions in Libya. International Organization for Migration says it expects to complete the operation before the end of the year. Lisa Schlein reporting now from the IOM in Geneva.
The repatriation operation was triggered by recent reports of rampant migrant abuse in Libya, including slave auctions by criminal gangs. The IOM has begun scaling up its voluntary humanitarian return program in the wake of an African Union-European Union initiative to tackle the problem. IOM spokesman Leonard Doyle says migrants signing up for the program are desperate to return home.
A senior colleague of ours was in a detention center with some senior EU delegations. There were about 1,000 people crammed into the space, pleading, begging, shouting to be taken home.
Doyle tells VOA the migrants to be flown home are in government-administered detention centers in and around Tripoli. He says they account for only a small portion of the migrants being detained throughout Libya. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Former Yemeni President Ali Abdullah Saleh has said he is open to talks with the Saudi-led coalition fighting on the side of the Yemeni government. Saleh made the statement as rebels who support him continue fighting coalition troops in the capital Sana'a, but it came with a qualifier. Saleh said he was ready to start talks if the Saudis' blockade of the country is lifted. Meantime, the UN says a humanitarian disaster is underway in Yemen. Zimbabwe's new president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, has announced a 22-member cabinet made up entirely of ruling party members, including two senior army officials. Legal experts say the new president might have made his first misstep in office. Lovemore Maduku, a law professor at the University of Zimbabwe, tells VOA, despite a promise to reach out to the opposition, President Mnangagwa only appointed loyalists.
The concern is very clear. You have a maximum of 5 people that are not from parliament. But as long as a person is a minister and they will draw salary from the public purse, they are appointed by the president, that person must be from parliament. Now we've seen that there are 8 or 10 and so forth. What is more disturbing is why that would be done, because the provision is very clear. It has never been breached before.
Mnangagwa became president recently when long-serving President Robert Mugabe was forced to resign. Mnangagwa will be serving out Mugabe's term, which ends next year, and has not indicated whether he will run for a full term as president. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.